Play is an almost universal activity of higher animals. But one that is hard to define. In essence, it consists of two main ingredients. Activity for its own sake, and experimentation with types of behavior that will be subsequently carried out in earnest, such as hunting, fighting, and hiding. In animals, both of these kinds of play are carried out by the young and are clearly a part of the learning process. Experimental activity familiarizes the young animal with its capabilities. Among adult animals, by contrast, it is the first type of play that predominates, particularly in such social and highly active species as the dolphin and otter. In adults, play is normally transformed into ritual and serves a social function, as in courtship. It is debatable how far the concept of play can be extended to include ritual social behavior, and whether behavior such as grooming in primates, which increases group cohesion, can be described as play. Human play clearly originates in the same two classes of behavior, but is enormously extended and complicated by human self-awareness and sociability. The earliest child play, as in animal behavior, takes the form of exploration and experimenting with bodily skills, then interaction with others becomes important, involving role-playing and fantasy enactment. As in monkey play, for example, the pretend element in play sometimes involves learning what roles the individual is expected to adopt later. It is through play, too, that children learn that functioning society is based on rules and values, and also what specific rules and values are current. Fantasy enactment, the use of play to explore imagined possibilities, may or may not be uniquely human, but it is important. Were the physical side of play, running, jumping, throwing, develops physical coordination, fantasy play serves much the same purpose for emotional development. Play violence, as in cowboys and Indians, far from encouraging violent, aggressive instincts, may teach the child that his aggressive fantasies do not destroy others. the real difference between animal and human play is the persistent importance of play in the life of the human adult. For one thing, human playfulness leads to organized sports and games. These may be intellectual, such as chess, or physical, such as tennis, group-oriented, such as ice hockey, or solitary, such as skiing. But whatever form these games take, they are an important point of social contact for many people and provide relaxation and adventure.